Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I take the Word of God and through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled, No Fear, and it is based on 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Let us dive into the Word today. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him, and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. This past April 15th marked the 106th anniversary of the tragic sinking of the RMS Titanic. The ship was the largest and fastest passenger liner built at that time. And it was named the Titanic because of its size, and it was thought to largely be unsinkable. Yet, after an iceberg tore a 300-foot gash in the starboard side of the ship, the Titanic plunged 12,000 feet to the North Atlantic floor within 2 hours and 40 minutes. I'll repeat that. The Titanic plunged 12,000 feet to the North Atlantic floor within 2 hours and 40 minutes. Wow. One survivor said, "I saw all the horror of its sinking, and I heard even more dreadful the cries of drowning people." Worse still, the Titanic carried only 20 lifeboats, only enough to rescue half of the passengers aboard. As the boat was sinking, the people who were able to get to the deck ended up falling into the sub-zero temperature waters to wade and wait for rescue. At least a majority of them did. Women and children were the first to be allowed to get on the lifeboats. Some men got on. while most of the men and crew stayed aboard. And often the ones who got on the lifeboats were the ones who were wealthy enough to be in the upper areas of the ship where they could get out to the deck quickly and escape the horror that was unfolding. Many of the people who had the basic ticket who were poorer and not as socially enabled as those who got on the lifeboats, or on the deck even, they were trapped in the ship and went down with the ship as it sunk and plummeted in that 2 hour and 40 minute window. Again, the higher one's social class was, the more likely one got onto the boat. And not all the people that got on the deck ended up on the boat. If you were a man, you were put in, you were third in line. First, the women and the children were allowed on, and then men, if there was room, could get on. And what we do know is actually that a lot of these ships ended up going into the ocean. These lifeboats ended up getting into the ocean with plenty of room on board. What made this even more horrific, if you can imagine it, and any of you who have swam in the North Atlantic, even as far north as Massachusetts in the summertime, the water is 50s at best, sometimes upper 50s, but 50s at best. So if you can imagine what April water would be up in the Canada area, even above where Massachusetts is, you can only imagine how frigid, how freezing this water must have been. And what made this even more horrific than it already was, given the circumstances, was that as people screamed in the frozen water and called for help, the lifeboats, the 20 lifeboats or 19 lifeboats or whatever it was that were out there, the lifeboats sat in wait for help at a distance from the rest of the people who were in the water. And they did not go to rescue anybody in the water, even though many of those lifeboats had room to pull in some more people. But though there were room for more people on the boats, they did not help for fear that mobs of swimmers would capsize their boats. 750 people were saved in that tragic wreckage. But at least 1,500, at least 1,500 people lost their lives. Fear, my sisters and brothers, fear is a force to be reckoned with. Fear is a force to be reckoned with. One of my favorite albums from the hardcore metal band Zao is an album entitled The Fear Is What Keeps Us Here. And there are a lot of great songs on that album, but in that title alone, the band outlines exactly what the problem with the church is. Fear. Indeed, fear paralyzes and keeps us exactly where we are. Look at the church, and you will see fear across the board. I want to say that again. Look at the church, and you will see fear across the board. It is fear that keeps us from welcoming new people. It is fear that keeps us focused on money or lack thereof instead of ministry. It is fear that keeps us from becoming more like Jesus and less like the world. It is fear that keeps our churches, local and nationally, on a path to declension. The churches that are growing around the world are not living in fear, but they are living in faith. The fear is what keeps us here. As John wrote in our scripture today, agape love has no fear. Love has no fear. Agape love puts others, the community, the world, before self. Agape love becomes the servant of all. Agape love sacrifices and saves. Love has no fear. And God is love. And to go back to scripture, it says that those who know love know God, for God is love. And anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Which means, if God is love and love has no fear, then in God there is no fear and no room for fear. So here's my question for you today. Are you filled with such love? Are you filled with agape? Are you ready to do bold ministry with other Christians in your context, wherever you are? Are you ready to do bold ministry in love with no fear? Are you ready to step out of your comfort zone, say yes to God, here I am, Lord, send me? Are you ready to step out of your comfort zone, of your little box, and boldly go where God sends you to do ministry with others, with other brothers and sisters in Christ, for the glory of God, with no fear? Let's be challenged to be fearless in our ministry of love. Amen? Let's be challenged to be fearless in our ministry of love. Amen. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for challenging us today with this message. Lord, all of the fear that is in us, it is not of you. You are love, and love has no fear. Lord, help us to recognize the love that is within us, the divine spark that is within us, and let us open ourselves to eradicate the fear that paralyzes us, that keeps us here where we are, that keeps us imprisoned in this hell that we think is life, but is not really truly living. Lord, true life is in you, and true life is experienced by all who are in you. So I ask, Lord, that you free all who open their hearts today to you, so that they may boldly and fearlessly go into the world and make disciples of all people, of all nations, throughout all time and in all places. In your name and for your glory, so that your kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so I want to thank you for tuning in today and joining me for this episode, this message entitled No Fear. It is always my honor to bring you these messages, and I hope that you have found this one to be edifying, to be challenging, but also to be something that helps you grow in your faith. If so, then praise God, and I pray that you will join me again next week and tune in to the message that comes next week. So in the meantime, God bless you, my friends, and be a blessing to others. Amen.